We're talking about teacher diversity gaps in Wisconsin. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Despite efforts to diversify the state's teachers, the percentage of full-time Wisconsin teachers who are white has increased to almost 96%. That's according to a report last year by the UW-Madison School of Education that looked at supply and demand for public school teachers here in Wisconsin. Do you teach? How diverse is your school's faculty? Are there current teacher vacancies within your district? How is your district looking to fill these positions? We're at 800-642-1234. Shondalyn Hendricks-Williams is director of the Wisconsin Opportunity Program at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Shondalyn, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So we have statistics from the Department of Education, U.S. Department of Education. 80% of teachers in schools are white, 50% of students being non-white. We're hearing that Wisconsin is at 96% teachers who are white. Why is Wisconsin so far from the national average?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. We need to increase our efforts to diversify our teacher workforce with specific strategies to do so. And that's something that the department is addressing.
How is the department addressing that?
Well, we're working with stakeholders. We're working with our universities, our educator preparation programs. We're also working with community organizations toward the goal of recruiting more candidates of color. We're seeking partnerships for educator career pathways with our IHEs to encourage more of our high school students to become teachers. We actually want to start in junior high because we know that's when our babies are beginning to think about what they want to be when they grow up. We're also we've also examined some of our assessment requirements according to state statutes and PI 34, which is the legislative language that governs our work at the department, and made some really major changes to what is required in order to obtain a teacher's license. And this was done through collaborative efforts with the Professional Standards Council and the Leadership Group on Staffing Challenges, wherein we had the participation of school leaders, district leaders, school board members, and other stakeholders in the community.
Wisconsin's assistant director of the Department of Public Instruction, she talked recently and said the state needs more teachers from diverse backgrounds. And she says this is an equity problem. What do you think about that?
I think it is an equity problem. I think it's a issue of access to the field. It's not something that is talked about. You know, teaching is the desire to become a teacher is not as exciting as it used to be. The other thing is, once again, our students are not applying for and being accepted into some of our IHEs at the rates we would like, particularly our students of color. I think also it's an equity issue in that we do a great disservice to all students when we don't have a diverse population of teachers. There is a lot of research as it relates to the benefits of our students experiencing people who don't look like them, people that they didn't grow up with, as we prepare our students to compete in a global economy and a global world. Everyone doesn't look alike when we leave the United States. Everyone doesn't look alike in the United States. So when we don't prepare our students, all students, black, white, whatever, then we're creating an equity issue in terms of access for all of our students to be prepared to compete globally.
Numbers, again, from U.S. Department of Education show that in 1987, 13% of public school teachers were not white. By 2011, the number grew to 18%. Why is it that adding teachers of other races is such a slow climb here in Wisconsin?
Well, we've had a lot of candidates of color who have retired, and we just have not filled those retirements.
And so as you look to add more people to the pipeline and try to grow the profession, how much has Wisconsin evolved over the years to add teachers of color? Where do you see the openings for improvement?
I see the opening for improvement through community organizations, through very concerted efforts to do so. There are some examples. First of all, there are educator preparation programs that are partnering with our IHEs to develop Grow Your Own programs. We're incurring staff who work in school districts, who are staff of color, who already possess a bachelor's degree, are able to partner to obtain their teacher's license through a partnership of a Grow Your Own program through alternative pathway. Some other things I've seen is that the Milwaukee Education Partnership is implementing a program that has been very successful in Washington, D.C., calling Leading Men's Fellows. And this program recruits African-American male students in high school to become early childhood teachers. And they actually go out to Washington, D.C., and they're trained. And then they've come back to Milwaukee, and they're working at Next Door Foundation and the early childhood programs in Milwaukee Public Schools. There are additional efforts to recruit teachers of color through predominantly Black or Hispanic or Native American institutions. One example is the efforts of the Milwaukee Education Partnership and Milwaukee Metropolitan Milwaukee Alliance of Black School Educators to increase the number of teacher candidates from historical Black colleges and universities. There will be a convening in Milwaukee next week to talk about this. So there are quite a few efforts as it relates to how to not only work within the state, but also recruit outside of the state.
We're talking with Shondalyn Hendricks-Williams. She's director of the Wisconsin Opportunity Program at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a teacher? Have you seen the types of teachers, your colleagues, evolve, change? Are there more teachers of color today in your school district? What is that change like? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Shondalyn, a Black professor at UW-Madison, Gloria Ladson-Billings, she wrote an essay in Ed Week, and she says, it is important for white students to encounter Black people who are knowledgeable. What is your reaction to that? What does that mean?
I completely agree. So there are a lot of images right now in our world that not just for, you know, not just for people, for Black people, but people of color and people who live in low socioeconomical households that lends itself for others to believe differently, to believe what they see on TV, to believe the different things that are said about those people. And so I think it's important for white students to see that there are knowledgeable people of all colors and not just white people. When we don't afford our African-American, our Hispanic-American, our Native-American, our Asian-American students the opportunity to sit in the classroom and see teachers that look like them, then what sort of message are we sending them? Are we saying to them, this is not an arena for you? And by having representation of teachers of color, then we're showing our students that this is an arena that you're welcome into. And then we're showing our white students that this is a arena that everyone is welcome into.
There's some data out there that says behavioral assessments of Black students in the classroom improve significantly when they have a teacher who is African American rather than a white teacher. What do we know about that?
Well, there's been a lot of research about that over the years. And there's been research that says students always perform better when they have teachers that are of the same race as them. And then there's some research that said that that's not true. I think what's more important is that we have current research that says that the likelihood that an African-American student will drop out of high school decreases tremendously when they just have 1 year with an African-American teacher.
Because there's mentorship there? What's happening?
Well, we're continuing to look for African-American teachers, all teachers of color, and we do have some programs to really assist with mentorship, mentoring young adult high school students to consider going into the teaching field, and then also mentoring of teacher candidates that are in our institutions of higher education.
How does having a diverse teacher help a student later in life, particularly once they're done with school years later?
So there is research on that too, that when students of color experience another teacher that represents their racial background, there are additional outcomes that are better. better. And we've always thought this was a very good idea. We've always thought that students benefit from having teachers that reflect their racial background. But now we actually have research that said that there are better outcomes long term in terms of high school graduation, in terms of career exploration, in terms of social economical status, all of those things.
Let's go to Felix now, joining us from Stevens Point. Hi, Felix.
Oh, hello. I'm actually at Sun Prairie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sun Prairie. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I happen to be a person of mixed race. And I grew up in central Wisconsin, and all my teachers were white. And so I moved to Madison, and I got to see some diversity in teachers when I went to Madison Area Technical College. And I thought that was really great. And it's serendipitous that you're having this conversation right now, because maybe it had been about a week ago. Well, I guess, honestly, sort of throughout my life, I've kind of wondered about being a teacher. And the thing is, I haven't completed any kind of formal education. Well, I've attended tech school, but I don't have a bachelor's or a master's, anything like that. So I was sort of wondering, I don't know if you've covered it already, but if you could elaborate on different modes of, or different routes of becoming a teacher, and different type of teaching positions in the public school for a person like me.
Felix, great question. Thank you.
Absolutely. So first of all, Felix, I am so excited to hear that you are considering and thinking about becoming a teacher. The benefits are boundless. You know, teaching is a field that's responsible for all other professions. In order to secure a teacher license, you do need a bachelor's degree. And there are various educator preparation programs available throughout Wisconsin that are approved to offer a teacher education program. And so I would invite you to visit our website, www.dpi.wi.gov, and then click on teacher education, and then you will see a list of the different programs that are available. There are some routes that are available online, blended, face-to-face, but I would really encourage you to pursue that opportunity, and I look forward to seeing or hearing about you being in a classroom in about 4 years.
Shondalyn Hendricks-Williams heads up the Wisconsin Opportunity Program at the State Department of Public Instruction. You have a line, 800-642-1234. Are you an adult who remembers a teacher of a different race as a child? Did that change the way you view race? Call in. We'll pick up the conversation in a minute on the Ideas Network. The public teacher workforce nationwide has been slowly growing more racially diverse over the last few decades. Most recent data from 2016 shows the share of non-white teachers has jumped to nearly 20%. That's from the National Center for Education Statistics. But here in Wisconsin, the trend isn't mirroring national numbers yet. And we're learning about the diversity gap, what to do about it. On the morning show, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Are you a teacher of color in the state? Why did you decide to start teaching? What attracted you to teach here in Wisconsin? And how do you think the state could attract people of color to the profession? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Shondalyn Hendricks-Williams stays with us, and she is director of the Wisconsin Opportunity Program at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Shondalyn, earlier you were talking a bit about attrition and teachers retiring from the profession and then taking their years of knowledge from the classroom with them into retirement. How do you stem that? How do you stem that knowledge gap?
Well, recently when we repealed and rewrote PI 34, which is an administrative code for the Department of Public Instruction, we put in there the ability for those teachers to secure their license. And there are many efforts that districts are engaging in to mobilize those retired teachers and have them come back and work as mentors. Recently, I went to the Racine Unified School District, and there were some educators there who had retired who wanted to reapply and reactivate their expired license and actually go back into the classroom and work. So I think strategies like that, mobilizing retired teachers with that amount of knowledge and the skills and the disposition, wherein they've served in this wonderful state to become mentors or even come back and serve as teachers, are really good ideas.
Let's go to Celica now, joining us from Eau Claire. Hi, Celica.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What is on your mind?
Well, I am a black faculty member here at UW-Eau Claire. I've lived here 26 years, and I've had two children in the Eau Claire Area School District. My daughter pointed out to me, she is 11, she's in the sixth grade, that she has never had a black teacher. We are 1% black. Our area is 16% African-American. I mean, our area is 16% minority, but only 1% African-American. So in here, in what would be called the Northwoods, how should we be attracting black teachers, and how can we grow our own out of the local biracial community?
Yeah, and so in more rural areas, outside of the major metropolitan areas, what does this issue look like?
So this is indicative of a lot of areas, some more rural areas in Wisconsin. And one strategy that we've been using that's currently being used in Mauston, Wisconsin, is Educators Rising. Educators Rising is a program, a educator career pathway program, and it can occur either before school, after school, or during the school day, wherein high school students focus on becoming a teacher. So we started exploring teacher as an education pathway for our students when they're in high school, particularly when I hear her say 16% of the students in that area are students of color. Well, then mobilizing and developing an Educators Rising affiliate there to encourage those students to get them involved in our statewide affiliate, to get them involved in the national affiliate, would be a wonderful way of beginning to recruit from within, grow your own within their own population.
What I'm hearing you say is start early, start often, really get this ingrained early that these young people can become teachers, that they can make a difference.
Right.
Let's go back to the phones now with John in Boaz. Hi, John.
Hi. I think teaching is the absolute best profession. My father was a science teacher in a Catholic school, but he was Jewish of nationality, so all the kids picked on me big time, and they thought my dad was crazy because he was so smart. But recently, my peers, my classmates, were all 60s. 61, 62. They told me, you know what? I'm starting to think your dad was all right.
So it took a long time.
It took them that long to figure out and become adults. But see, a teacher can help persons grow up.
It's a lasting impression, I think, that John is trying to make there, that teachers have.
Absolutely. And this is once again indicative of the importance for students to experience teachers who don't look like them. That diversity and being exposed to that diversity is very important for our students.
What about the cost? What about the cost of becoming a teacher, getting that bachelor's degree? Are there ways to help teachers deal with the debt that they're going to have?
Yes, there are ways to deal with that. There are federal grants, there are scholarships, there are student loans, but there are also districts who are engaging in partnerships with institutions of higher education to lower the cost. One example is the Racine Unified School District has a alternative route program in partnership with UW Parkside. And coincidentally, they have a cohort of 19 teacher candidates who already held bachelor's degrees and worked in Racine Unified. Over half of their teacher candidates are teachers of color. And UW Parkside has discounted the tuition, and Racine pays part of the tuition. And then the teachers are majoring in special education. After they complete so many years of service, they can have their student loans forgiven through the federal program.
Do you think we're going to see that type of program, that type of pipeline replicated around the state beyond Racine?
Absolutely. Right now, the department is engaged in developing regional councils wherein we're afford an opportunity for districts and IHEs to sit together and talk about their teacher pipeline challenges, how they can increase the number of teachers of color, how they can meet their staffing needs, and come up with very creative alternative ways to prepare teachers to become licensed.
Let's go to Mavis now in Milwaukee. Hi, Mavis.
Hello. I am calling to offer my opinion as a retired teacher in the Milwaukee public school system at a highly respected and academically challenging Milwaukee public school, my opinion as to why more African Americans do not go into the teaching profession. One reason is the lack of respect that teachers have as a result of our, dare I say, Act 10 that implied that teachers aren't worthy of the kind of benefits that they were receiving. The thought in the public that it generated that teachers are leakers, they only work X number of months a year, they got easy jobs, all of which we who are in the profession could certainly prove are not true.
So Mavis,
so that's one point, the lack of respect. And the second point is that students who are bright enough to get a college education and a master's degree, which might provide some promotion in the teaching profession, can, having invested in that, earn much more in other professions than in teaching, which has a ceiling for salary.
Mavis, thank you for those thoughts. It's bringing up a couple things there. One being that, you know, teachers leave the profession because they can find more high-paying jobs elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. And so there were a couple of things I heard. I heard her speak about the lack of respect there. You know, we need to change that narrative. And that takes more than teachers. It takes our whole community working together with our students and changing that narrative. The other thing is, it is true that, you know, as an educator, that was a decision that I had to make. I worked over 25 years of public, private, and charter education, and I probably could have been a lot more wealthy. But education is a calling, and it's something that's in my heart. And for most teachers, it is a calling, and it's not a doom to poverty. We don't live in poverty. But it's a calling, and it's knowing that we are investing every bit of ourselves in building the future of Wisconsin and the future of America.
Thank you for joining us. Shondalyn Hendricks-Williams is director of the Wisconsin Opportunity Program at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and we've been talking about how to do better in recruiting teachers of color here in Wisconsin. Join us this morning at 8:30 for NPR News special coverage on details of the Mueller report. Attorney General William Barr will be holding a news conference this morning as he releases the redacted report. We'll be bringing to you that live at 8:30. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.